On June 18th, Padma Lakshmi debuted her new Hulu series called Taste the Nation, in which she visits immigrant and Native American communities and asks them to share their stories with the country. The first episode of the show happens to feature El Paso's own Elemi. Here to tell us about their experience are Chef Emiliano Marentes and his wife and business partner, Cristal Marentes. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Hi, thank you for having us.
I have a feeling last time we talked, you guys had already recorded, but you couldn't say anything because you just had like really big eyes.
Yeah, it was really hard hiding it from everybody. I mean, our immediate family knew, but we couldn't release photos or anything like that. So it was really hard, especially for me, because I'm a sharer. So I love to share everything.
So how did that happen? And then, by the way, I mean, Chef Elemi, you're like the guy on all the photos, all the publicity that's out there.
Yeah.
Maybe it was Padma's lighting that she likes more.
Yeah.
Most here. And let's use those photos.
It's crazy though. I mean, just like all over national media, it's like, there's Elemi. It's awesome.
Yes. Yeah. I think she was really impressed by the tacos. Yeah. So, and I think more so of what we do, since we do the tortillas, we hand press them. And because I know that, I remember she kept saying that she couldn't believe that that's something that we do, and especially for all our volume. So I think she was highly impressed with him.
It was a really awesome experience.
Yeah.
I think she enjoyed it just as much as we.
So how did that happen? Did one day some producer call you out of the blue and say, hey, do you want to be a part of this?
They called us because they wanted to talk about the burrito and the flour tortilla. And that was, I think, was going to be the premise of the show. And I think when they saw what we were doing, they kind of asked us, like, do you guys make flour tortillas? And we're like, no, we don't. But this is what we do. And they kind of fell in love with that concept and the connection that Maíz has with this community, and the connection that the tortillas harina, or flour tortillas, have with this community as well. It's all interconnected. And I kind of guess they liked that story. And they really enjoyed what we were about. And when we had an interview with the producers, they just made us sign paperwork then and there.
Yeah, so we didn't know at first that it was her or that
we heard it was on Hulu, but when the producer spoke to us, we weren't aware it was Padma.
It was until we were signing like our release forms and we saw her name and we were both just like, what? Oh my God. Yeah, I was like, uh-oh. I'm like, what are we doing?
So what was that like? Because I think it happened in the winter. I did see photos, like people saw her at the hotel and took photos with her. So like we knew that she was in town just from being like a social media spy. But like, what was that like for you? Like when she actually shows up and you're filming and you're doing your thing?
For me, it was surreal only because Emiliano's been cooking since I met him. I think we discussed last time I met him at Crawdaddy's. I was bartending. He was a cook. And so at that time, which was in 2006, I had my son in 2007. We had a tiny little unfurnished apartment on Texas Street. And we would watch Top Chef. It was when he had just accepted the sous chef position at Sunland Park Racetrack and Casino. So we were really into it. I mean, we were excited. He had been cooking. So we would watch Top Chef, and that was like our thing. I mean, he was always working, but we made it a point to always watch Top Chef. And we were obviously obsessed with Padma and obsessed with all of them. And I would even tell him, like, on the quick fire challenges, like, hey, like, what would you have done? And, you know, so to actually have her, like, now it's his, you know, our restaurant, and now it's something that he created and his food, and she's talking about his food. It was just so surreal and just super humbling. And I mean, she is just so awesome. I mean, you don't even feel like she's a celebrity or anything like that. She's just very warm and open and strong. She's a strong woman. She knows what she wants. And it was just great. It was like having a friend. I know Emiliano will explain further, but I know he said that it was like him just working with another chef in the kitchen. So that was really awesome to experience that with her.
Yeah, so tell us, Chef.
Yeah, I mean, she knows her way around the kitchen, which is, well, I don't want to say surprising, but she has been around a lot of chefs, which I don't think she's ever been one. She just has those mannerisms, and I could tell she hangs out with a lot of chefs because she just knows what to do. She's not scared to just jump in, and she's not scared of anything, of jumping in the fire, of cooking, of pressing. She just started doing everything. Whatever she was wearing with her makeup, she was not scared. It was just getting into it, messing with the masa, making tortillas. She was in it. Like, I was surprised. So, yeah, I was just hanging out with another chef that we were just talking about the tacos. And more than anything, well, yeah, we were all starstruck just to even have her in here. So we were kind of like just giggling and shy and not knowing what to do. And it was a really awesome experience. And not just her, but the whole team that came, they were just all cool. All the crew really enjoyed it here, and they were here every night. So it was just an awesome experience.
Definitely, it's talking through your food, but there's a definite emphasis on our immigrant stories as part of weaving that into the food. Can you clue us into a little bit of the story that you shared with her?
So flour tortillas are everything to us here on the border. Burritos are our livelihood. That's what we eat every day. That's what, it's just what we are into. And, you know, it's the modern connection we have to this land. You know, we eat this here, but we also have some roots, some deep roots from Mexico that come through the maíz. So it was kind of like, you know, this is where we come from. And yeah, we bring the maíz here. But, you know, now that we're here, this is what we eat now, which is the tortilla de harina. And this is why. It's just the story of immigrants, of Mexican immigrants coming from one place where they eat a corn tortilla to another place where they have to find something else, which is now a flour tortilla. So it was kind of cool just to touch back and to see that and talk about, more than anything, talk about the community of El Paso and why this is such a great community and one of the safest communities. What kind of food we have here, and it's a border food. It's comida frontera. So we can't say that it's all Mexican, and we can't say that it's all American. It's something that we eat on the border. We talked about that. We spoke about the obviously most of us are kids of immigrants, if not first generation, second generation. Mm-hmm. We're all related to immigrants in this community for the most part.
So you guys make tortillas the hard way. And I mean, that's why we love going to LME, because it's like, well, I'm not going to do this, but these guys are. Do you think she'd ever been through the whole process?
I don't think she has. I think she's been to places, but I don't think she actually has seen it, because we did make some maíz. We cooked some, and then we ground some, and then we made tortillas. So she was really impressed to see the process just in our little kitchen, yeah, rather than in some rural house in Mexico. Just to see it here and to see what we were doing and how we use our hands. It was just, she really enjoyed that, and she really, it was just awesome.
So this happens, she comes, you've got this big show, and then coronavirus, like right in the middle. And you all are in one of the industries that is one of the most hardest hit. You're open, you're back, but will you share that experience with us?
Yeah, before we closed, we were really busy. We had a lot of things to get done, and that we just couldn't catch up to the business we had. So it kind of stopped us, which we kind of needed to just stop a little bit. Financially, yeah, it was not good, you know.
Right,
start,
it's tough.
We kind of did need a little break, but now we're trying to figure it out. What do we do next? How do we evolve? How do we grow? So it's been challenging, but we're getting through it, and we're just hoping for the best and to do as much as possible. But I feel we'll be fine if things start to get better in the near future. We're just trying to hang in there.
Most importantly, we just want to still be able to offer, you know, what we do, our food, our tortillas, anything like that, whether people are comfortable or not comfortable. Our main focus is always our community. Our main focus is always, we always say we're a safe space, you know, and we want people to be comfortable when they come in. You know, if you're not comfortable, we understand as well, you know, but we are here for to-go orders. You know, we will try to do what we can, you know, and we do try to do whatever makes everyone else comfortable as well. So, I mean, and he was right about that. We kind of did need to pump the brakes a little. We were kind of going full throttle for a little bit. And there were little things, you know, that, I mean, it's just him and I that do everything. So, you know, there are some things that different people do, or other people that have, you know, you can call this person for that. And usually it's just him and I. So we were able to fit. We had a little fixer uppers we had to do around the restaurant. So that was great. It allowed us time to do that. But most importantly, we miss all our guests, and we miss our team. I mean, you're here every day, so you build a family, you know, and I even feel that with our guests. You know, I've become a lot, you know, friends with a lot of our guests. So I think that's the main part that we miss also.
Yeah, and it seems like, I mean, to your point, you know, if you don't feel comfortable eating in, order. It's really easy. Order, take out, you're good to go. If you feel like coming in, go ahead and come in. But it's nice to hear that you guys actually, got some time out of it, which is silver linings, right?
We try to look at the bright side of things. You know,
yeah.
One thing is that it only happened to us, but it happened to everyone.
Yeah.
So we really couldn't, you know, dwell on it or be upset about it too much because there was nothing we can do. Mm-hmm. We're just trying to do what's best for our community and try to just hang in there. We're trying our best.
Okay, so it's Wednesday. We pre-record. The show runs on Saturday. Your show goes on air tomorrow. Have you seen your episode yet, or are you going to see it for the first time with the rest of
us? We're going to see it for the first time, too.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, we're planning to stay up. We're hoping that it comes out at midnight, I believe. I know we stayed up watching Wu-Tang. We're like waiting for the Wu-Tang show to come on. So I know that we waited up for that. So we are waiting for this, and we hope it comes out, you know, at midnight and that we can watch it. And we are the first episode, too, which is super cool. The Borderland is the first episode. So, I mean, it's just that in itself is amazing. Like, I'm super excited about that. So, but no, we haven't seen anything.
Oh, my gosh. So did you guys have any idea that you would be the first episode? I mean, I don't imagine that, you know.
No.
Oh, we did not. No,
we were even like, we kind of looked at each other like, oh my God. No, we didn't know.
Oh my gosh. Well, I would say expect to be slammed after it airs.
Yeah, we're hoping. We're preparing for that. But yeah.
Well, good luck. We'll all be watching with you. Congratulations on everything. And just keep making good food.
Thank you. We will.
Today, my guests have been Chef Emiliano Marentes and his wife and business partner, Cristal Marentes. They are on the first episode of Padma Lakshmi's Hulu series called Taste the Nation, which would have debuted on Thursday, but you can watch now at any time. Thank you guys for coming to State of the Arts.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.